13. Not being flexible on a position locking on. Dialogue 1. So, what are your ideas about the distribution of staff for the Shanghai office of our joint venture project?
Since most of our workers will be local hires, I think it's really important to have at least a couple of our team heads relocate from Germany. Also, we'll need our whole German design team to be a part of the new office.
I agree that we have to have both Chinese and German leaders working in the company. But I think that it is an unnecessary expense to bring the whole design team over.
It doesn't matter what the cost is. The design team is integral to what we're doing. If we don't get 100% of our design people there, then the deal is off.
Mr. Schmidt, I understand that the design team is an extremely important part of our operation. I agree that we have to take their contributions into consideration when we are considering the constitution of the Shanghai office. However, I wonder if you have the same information I have about the local staff?
What kind of information are you talking about?
I don't know if you are aware that the current design team is made up of 6 designers, 3 of which were educated in German design schools, and 2 of who were educated in Sweden. Certainly, they will be able to offer significant contribution in design.
Oh, I hadn't realized that.
Also, it's important to consider the cost of bringing in expatriate workers. It is significantly higher. I can get my secretary to send you some numbers on that if you are interested.
Yes, please do.
Dialogue 2. Mr. Zhang, I'm glad to get a hold of you. I wanted to talk about something that has come up on our deal. It seems we have a snag on the land use portion of the investment project.
I thought we had discussed the land use issue before. What kind of problem do you see?
When we discussed the land use policies as part of our contract before, I hadn't noticed the contingency clauses. We ran the contract past our legal team, and it's a definite no-go with those clauses in there.
Well, that's too bad. I'm sorry we can't take the clauses out. So, if you don't agree to them, then I'm afraid our deal is off.
You can't be serious. After all the time we've already invested into this project, I really hope we can work something out. I wonder if you realize why our legal team objects to the clauses.
Why?
Well, they are concerned with some of the wording. Maybe our 2 legal teams could get together and try to find wording that would accomplish what you want, but would not restrict us in the way the current wording does.
So, it's just a simple matter of wording.
Yes, I think that we can invest a little more time into ironing out this problem, don't you?
Yes, I suppose so.